This is Akazani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, opposition members from the Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continued to raise the issue, forcing adjournment of the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said Parliament is a platform for productive discussion and urged members to cooperate with the Chair to run the House smoothly. Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. President Draupadi Murmu emphasized that India's defense capabilities have captured worldwide attention, driven by a commitment to innovation and self-reliance. The president was delivering a keynote address at the Defense Services Staff College at Wellington in Tamil Nadu today. Highlighting India's growing prominence in global defense, she stressed on India's reliability as a defense partner, exporting advanced equipment to over 100 countries. She commended the strong presence of women in armed forces. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India's growth across sectors has made it an attractive destination for international commerce, research and investment. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Goyal highlighted that Digital India campaign has revolutionized the country. Mr. Goyal also assured that regime changes in the US and UK will have no effect on the existing trade partnerships between them. He added that India will continue its talk with the UK over the free trade agreement after the winter session of Parliament. JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath for the fourth time as Chief Minister of Jharkhand today. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, led India Bloc won 56 seats in the 81-member state assembly in the recently concluded elections. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer oath of office and secrecy to the JMM Executive President at a swearing-in ceremony in Ranchi at around 4 p.m. Our correspondent reports several top leaders of the India Bloc and other dignitaries have reached Ranchi to attend the ceremony. The curtains will come down on the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa with a vibrant closing ceremony this evening. Some of the most glittering names from the Indian cinema are likely to attend the closing ceremony today. Several prestigious awards, including the coveted Golden Peacock Award, will be announced on the occasion. 15 films, including 3 from India, are competing for the prize. A range of cultural and musical events kept the festival's energy high throughout its 9-day run. The festival featured around 180 films across various languages and genres. The Enforcement Directorate is carrying out search operation related to ongoing investigation regarding chartered accountants linked to cybercrime network. Thousands of cybercrimes like phishing scams, QR code cheating, part-time job scam are being reported across the country. It was found that the entire network was being run by shady chartered accountants. Meanwhile, in Delhi's Bijwasan area, an enforcement directorate team was attacked while conducting raids in connection with the cybercrime case. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted extensive searches at 22 locations across 6 states in the country as a part of a crackdown on an international human trafficking syndicate. This investigation has uncovered connections to cyber scam centers located in Myanmar and Laos. Israel has appealed to the International Crime Court, ICC, to suspend arrests. Warrants against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, accused of war crimes during the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Israel's government is contesting the ICC's jurisdiction and the legitimacy of the warrants, claiming bias against the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.